Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A very important issue that a lot of people are dealing with. In fact, 20% of adults are dealing with or helping care for aging parents. So I invited a good guest and friend of our program, Nate Papura, who's been on multiple times, to be with us today to talk about this very important issue. Nate, welcome back.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me back.
It's my pleasure.
Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, you are Mr. Reliable. You're a good guest to have, and you've always given us good insight into these issues. And our topic for today is helping us understand adults caring for their aging parents and what they can do. Nate is with eHealth, and the website is ehealthinsurance.com, ehealthinsurance.com. And Nate is a Medicare consumer specialist. So let's do a little quick background for our listeners that eHealth Insurance, that you're a leading online marketplace for individual and family health insurance products. And you have partnerships with over 180 companies offering more than 10,000 health insurance products online. You've insured over 3 million people. That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. And so this, you guys are big into this, and obviously a lot of that revolves around Medicare and supplemental plans and the Advantage plans. So you're right smack dab in the middle of this, as we would say here in the South, right smack dab in the middle of this issue. Speak to my listeners about what's going on with caregivers and helping their parents and how Medicare is part of that, and maybe some tips on what they can be doing.
Okay, yeah. Now, as you can imagine and talked about before, it's an incredibly crazy time to be in the health insurance industry. It's both really fun because things are changing and so it's exciting, but it's also like you want your head to explode because almost everything that you know is changing with the Affordable Care Act in some way or another. So, it's good and it's bad. It's fun to keep things different, but there are days where you wish it was things a little bit more predictable. And so if you're a caregiver, I think that issue just becomes, tenfold more complicated because health insurance is one of those things that it's like life insurance or anything else. I think you kind of just want to have it and then hope that you never have to need it or think about it. And when you do, you just want it to be there to pay your bills. So unfortunately, when you get older, you need it more and you need to manage it more actively. And the Affordable Care Act does some great things, but it doesn't take away the need to be really tuned into the coverage that you have and, make sure that you're using it effectively. And it goes double for caregivers because, this is a huge audience here in the United States. It's 65 million people, a third of the adult population, caring for chronically ill, disabled, or aged family members. Usually it's the oldest daughter in the family, she's caring for one or more of her parents. We've done some survey data here. About a third of the caregivers say the experience is mostly negative. So a lot of financial stress, a lot of emotional, stress, just trying to take care of loved ones and dealing with everything from finances to healthcare. So it's a tough space, and we definitely know that audience in particular needs some help.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a huge issue. We obviously know about the things being in state of flux, but it is a lot of responsibility. Of course, doing the financial planning work that I do, I've dealt a lot with people that are retired, and we start dealing with some of the caregiver issues. And I guess the big thing, Nate, what are some of the key things you think that folks who are in this situation, some of the key things they need to know? I mean, is it partly about making the most of Medicare and on the supplemental plans that are out there? Is it some tips that they could use that would be helpful to them?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing you need to do is if you're in a caregiver role, you want to try and have like an advanced care directive in place with the people that you're caring for, particularly if it's a family member. So that means, what is the plan if you get sick and you're in a coma or something where it's hard to resuscitate you or you're not conscious in some way? What is the plan there? How far do you want us to go in trying to care for you? And my parents have been very explicit with my brother and I that my dad more so than my mom, but that, hey, if I'm in some sort of incapacitated state, I don't want to live like that. We've talked about that. We put that into estate planning. They're still relatively young, but they're thinking ahead.
That's smart.
And I think that's one thing that often puts someone in a caregiver position is that their parents didn't think ahead, didn't want to think about it, didn't want to talk about it, and then something happens, and all of a sudden they're unable to work. You know, their health is so poor that you know, if one of their children has to step in. So, you know, you have to have those conversations early on. Have really frank conversations about, you know, here's what we've set up to help us in terms of insurance or things like that, in case we're not financially able to take care of ourselves or we need assistance. Here's the plan if, you know, if we become, God forbid, a vegetable or something like that. You know, really have those deep conversations and try and empower other members in the family to help out and be a part of, an active part of those things, and so that it doesn't just fall into someone's lap. I think that's the first thing, is talk about those things early on. It's not comfortable. It's not always fun and easy, but it's absolutely a necessary thing to do.
No question. And on that point, you know, depending on the state, they're called different things and they may have different language, but two of the key documents as it relates to your health that people really need to have are what is called the healthcare surrogate. It's also called the durable power of attorney for healthcare matters. Mm-hmm. And that gives somebody the ability to make medical decisions for you that are things to make you better. And then, of course, the one that you spoke about, Nate, is the advanced directive, also called a living will, that tells people what you want done to let you go peacefully and not to be kept alive by artificial means if you're not going to come back, if you're in a, you know, what they call a persistent vegetative state. So these are very, very important things that caregivers need to be having with those that they care for well before we get close to, you know, some of that, you know, needing to be done. So I tell you what, Nate, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and continue this conversation. Nate Papur is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. He's been on a number of times and has always given us good insight. Medicare Consumer Specialist is what Nate is. His company is eHealth and the website is ehealthinsurance.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back with Nate Papura. He is a Medicare consumer specialist with ehealthinsurance.com. If you haven't been to that site, you need to go check it out. It's really cool. They got all the health insurance on there you can look at online. Lots of choices also in the Medicare area. Anything new there yet, Nate, in Medicare that we need to know about with the plans, or what's kind of going on there right now?
On the Medicare side?
Yes.
Well, you know, the big changes in the Affordable Care Act that impact Medicare, you know, they really take place over time. They're really focused on long-term, trying to do more performance-based pay for Medicare, so focusing on quality outcomes as opposed to, you know, paying for every particular service that that a physician provides. And there's, you know, some people oppose and some people, you know, support that. And there's pluses and minuses to both. But, you know, the law essentially says we're going to really look at things like hospital readmission rates and did you get preventive care screening and did you get counseling about, you know, taking care of yourself after you leave the hospital and things like that, and we're going to score you on that, because those are all things that result in better long-term care and better health and fewer return visits to the hospital, and then they're trying to tie some compensation to that. So there's, you know, those are the things that have been implemented with the Affordable Care Act, and they're sort of flowing through here over time. But I think, you know, it's important for caregivers to be aware of that. There's a website that I think everybody should write down, and I'd encourage you to write down. It's medicare.gov/hospitalcompare. This is a website that's been around for a long time. Not a lot of people use it, but it's there's some great tools there. You can go here and you can put in your zip code and you can look for different hospitals. You can look for different nursing homes. You can look at different physicians, home health sites, dialysis centers. There's a number of things that you can do there to try and find the most quality provider of any kind of service that you need in your area. And why that matters to you is because Medicare, as good of a benefit as it is, it does not cover everything. Medicare has some pretty sizable gaps in it. It Yeah, there's cost sharing and deductibles and co-pays for most of the services that you receive. Medicare does not cap your out-of-pocket expenses, so there's no real limit to what you can spend out-of-pocket with Medicare. And it doesn't provide prescription drug coverage. So, you know, if you get admitted to the hospital and then you get checked out and then you're readmitted, you know, you can end up paying that deductible multiple times in a year for being hospitalized. And the same way, if you're being treated as an outpatient, you know, that's under Medicare Part B. There's going to be deductibles and coinsurance for that. So you really want to make sure that the place that you're going to is sort of crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, and as much as you can, try and seek out those quality providers at every level, because it's going to impact your out-of-pocket costs. It's going to impact you know, not only your health, but what you have to pay. And as a caregiver, if you're at least partially financially responsible for your the people you're caring for, that's a really big deal.
It is a big deal. What really strikes me as I listen to you, Nate, and I know you live and breathe this every day, is this stuff just doesn't seem to be getting any less complicated or more simple. It just seems to be increasingly complex. So I think, you know, I applaud your company and the service you provide with having the website, the ehealthinsurance.com, because, you know, somebody to be able to guide you through some of these decisions. You know, if I were myself looking at Medicare or, you know, helping my parents with this, and they're very adept and very capable of making their decisions about this. But if I were having to guide them through it, man, I'd be on your site looking at that and getting guidance, because this stuff just seems to be more and more complicated.
It really is. It absolutely is. And we're, you know, it's one of the nice things about a company like ours, and there are other companies like us as well that are out there, you know, trying to proactively find ways to make these things simpler. You know, we're a high-tech.com company here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and so we've got a bunch of engineers and you know, computer geeks that sit around and look at this stuff all day and try to find cool ways to squeeze it onto to a website
that's
that
right.
goes on your iPad or whatever, so that it's easier for you to use. And I think that's one of the great things about making this data public.
Absolutely.
That the government's doing is they're letting entrepreneurs try and, you know, push these things together and make them easier to use. And then, of course, you know, we are also a licensed agency. We have agents, licensed health insurance agents that are licensed in all 50 states, and so they're licensed to sell these things and help you understand them. So we're kind of a traditional brick and mortar, but we've also got these very cool web features. So I know there are folks, myself included, who just at times you get sick of staring at a screen. You want to talk to somebody. So
well, I think that's a key part. And they can, of course, have that option when they go to your website. But you got to keep it simple, Nate, because if it takes more than three steps, it gets really complicated. So if you're just joining us, we have Nate Papura, a repeat offender on Real Money with David Holland. He's been back to talk to us about Medicare and a number of issues that face folks as they look at Medicare, and also today's topic, talking about caring for the aging parent. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, and we're joined by Nate Papura, a Medicare consumer specialist, ehealthinsurance.com. Nate, one of the other things I thought was interesting about some of the things you share with me for today's show is that 89% of those parents who are on Medicare, they're tapping into their own retirement savings to help the folks. So in other words, not only do you have the people receiving the care needing to use their money, but a lot of times you've got people who are helping to support them having to use their own money to help pay for Medicare. And it seems to me that making the most of Medicare and these supplemental plans really is critical to keeping the lid on these expenses.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And it's not necessarily that easy to do. You know, I talked before about the three big gaps in Medicare, and yeah. I think I talk about this on every show that we're on. And
that's okay. We can't hear it too many times, right?
Right. I think when I was a kid, they told you that you needed to learn the Dewey Decimal System like 21 times before it made sense, and I must have just gotten it 20 because I still can't remember how this thing works. But, you know, it's the library filing system. But, you know, with Medicare, there are these three gaps. It's the out-of-pocket costs, there's no cap on those costs, and it's the prescription drug coverage. So there's all these private insurance products out there that that are designed to fill those gaps. And so it sounds great. Oh, there's private insurance that I can get to fill the gaps, but how do you know you're buying the right one? How do you know you're getting the best deal? You know, that's extremely challenging to do. So, you know, that's one of the things we try to do with our website is all the plans are there on the all the Medicare Advantage plans. These are the ones that are really regulated by the federal government. You basically say, okay, instead of Medicare, the one I get from the government, I'm going to trade that in, trade in my A and B for what's called Medicare Part C. That's Medicare Advantage. And that those plans, they cap your out-of-pocket costs at $6,700 or less.
Hmm.
The average is about $4,500. So it's a big number, but, you know, there's cost sharing. It's usually 80-20, so, you know, it's 80% of the bill still going to be paid by the insurance company before you get to that cap. But it's so there's at least a cap on your out-of-pocket, and then they most of the plans provide a prescription drug benefit. And so, you know, you get a cap on the out-of-pocket, you get a prescription drug benefit with the Medicare Advantage plan, something you don't get with original Medicare. About a third of the plans nationally cost the same as original Medicare, so you basically get it for what you're already paying for Part B. So that's a really good option for some people, and but you know you really want to look at as many plans as possible, compare them side by side, look at the cost, look at the specific benefits. Medicare has a website that lets you do this. We have a website that lets you do this. They're both great. They're different, and I think you know it's really kind of comes down to preference. So you can go to planprescriber.com. You can go to ehealthinsurance.com. Just click on the Medicare tab, and you'll get to all of our.
That's good.
Our tools, but you know, planprescriber.com is the one that we have that has all the same plans that are on the government site, and you know, it's designed to be very user friendly. We test it with seniors all the time, and we try to get you know that where they get stuck, where do they have problems using it, and then refine it. And I know I think the government does that to a certain extent too. So there's Medicare Advantage, that's one option, and then there's also the Medicare supplement plans. Those tend to be more expensive, but you won't have the out-of-pocket risk with that. So, you know, Medicare Advantage plan is going to cost you around $50 a month on average, and you get the drug coverage with that. You know, some plans are more, some plans, as I said, are less. It's you know, $0 above what you pay for original Medicare. On the supplement side, you're looking at maybe $120-$130, that's about the average, and then you're going to add a drug plan on top of that, so $20 to $30 a month. So it's it can be a significant amount of money every month. But you know, the upside is if you ever get sick,
you got
need a hip replacement or something, it's covered.
That's good.
You know, Ross Blair, the CEO of Plan Prescriber, likes to tell the story of his brother who just had a hip replacement surgery a couple years ago and never saw a bill. So that's very appealing to some people, and you know, I would encourage someone to maybe sit down and talk with their financial planner, like you, and say,
absolutely, that's what we're here for, Nate.
Yeah,
let me get a quick break in. Nate Perper is our guest, Medicare Consumer Specialist, ehealthinsurance.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we are back. Nate Perper has been our guest, and he's always a good guest. He's a Medicare consumer specialist with ehealthinsurance.com is the website, eHealth Company. Nate, I'm going to throw you a curveball. I want to get your take on an opinion I have. That it relates to the Obamacare and this whole change we're going through in health insurance and healthcare in general. And I have an opinion that I think that we're going to have an even more disconnected healthcare system in terms of what people can get that are at the higher end of the income scale versus the lower end. And that I think a lot of people are going to get frustrated with this whole thing and just simply say, you know what, I'm going to go back to private pay, or I'm going to sign up for this concierge type medicine, and I'm going to pay the doctor to see me, and be able to call them in the middle of the night or whatever it is. What do you think? You think we're going to see more of that divergence where those that have more are going to be able to get a different level of care, even more so than now, versus the ones that end up being part of this new restructured healthcare for everybody?
I think that's a very realistic possibility, yeah. I think you have to remember that most of what's being reformed here with healthcare reform is the individual insurance market, right? So it's not the market where you get health insurance from your employer. Not a lot of changes going on the employer side. Where it's really happening is if you go out, you know, you start a company or you become self-employed or you lose your job and you want to buy health insurance on your own, that is the market that is really being re-regulated here. So it's about 19 million people that buy health insurance on their own right now, and then it's going to grow to 55, 60 million if you try to cover all the uninsured.
Well, you know, the alternative, Nate, is I could just go get myself a set up a little chicken coop, and I could just pay the doctor with chickens like we used to. Okay, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
I'm sure you'll find doctors lining up to get chickens from
you. That's right. Well, Nate, we're out of time. Nate Papura has been our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a Medicare consumer specialist with eHealth, and the website's a great site. You got to visit it, ehealthinsurance.com. Nate, you know we'll have you back on.
Okay. Thanks, David.
Thank you very much.
Always good to talk to you.
All right. Take it easy.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.